Hello, everyone. Welcome to the August 29th, 2020 session of TeamSpeak for OpenHPSDR. My name is Dave, KV0S, and this week I've been, it's the start of school again, and I'm teaching a class, so I'm back in the classroom, and not all the time, but I have one class this semester. So anyway, that's kept me a little bit busy and things. So that's about it for me. Next on the list, we have Greg ZL3IX, shown as Mike muted. And then we have Henry PA0HJA, shown as recording and away. And then we have Mike AA8K, shown as recording and Mike muted. And then we have Bill KD5TFD. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Dave. Well, yeah, good evening. Not too much to report here. Underwater with work and all, and enjoying, well, it seems to be the end of summer here in Texas, although it's still plenty warm, of course, but days are getting a little shorter and all, and I think that's about it for me.
Fine business. And then next on the list, we have Bob, VE3GKM, shown as recording and away. And that brings us to the end of the list. So we're open for general discussion. Have you heard from Phil? Is he doing something tonight?
No, I haven't. Although, let me go. I haven't looked at my mail the last few hours. No, I don't see anything from him. So I'm sure something just came up. I wonder if he got sucked into working today.
Yep, I think so.
User disconnected from your channel.
So did you just start school this week, or?
Yeah, this is our first full week, and COVID cases in our county went up by 300 total. So it's the student, and it's all in that student 20 to 24 age class.
We're waiting to see what happens with UT coming back into session at down here.
For some reason, they just can't stay away from the parties or the bars. We did close down our bars and restaurants with alcohol this week, so, or at the end of the week, so that hopefully run those numbers back down.
I guess I saw an article somewhere this week where it led you to believe that there were some Texas bars starting to serve food so they could open.
Yep. So it'd be a rough life to be a bar owner, but I don't know. It's hard when people consume alcohol. It's hard to get them to follow rules.
Without the alcohol, not too big on rule following, but I know my niece is at Notre Dame, and they ended up in 2 weeks of virtual classes, even at school, and I just saw today where they got their numbers down enough where they think they'll go to at least limited, some sequence of classes will actually be in person in about a week, so maybe they got it under control.
Yeah, I have a small class. It's about 15 people, but and we are spread out. And so far, you know, I told everybody, if you're sick, stay home. And a few of them have, you know, had a sore throat or something or a fever, and they stay home. So we've been okay to this point.
Oh, I see. Well, hope it stays that way.
We also have to do record our lectures so that the ones that are sick can keep up.
Do they actually put cameras in the classroom for that, or?
Yeah, we have a camera and Zoom set up and a microphone and so, but it's an extra confusing piece of running that, running PowerPoint, running whatever else you're showing and keeping it going. But it's really just starting Zoom and sharing the screen.
See.
Well, Bill, one of the things that's coming up real quick, it's basically 2 weeks to DCC.
Oh, okay, I was going to ask, when does that kick off?
It'll be the 11th and 12th of September.
11th and 12th, okay. It's a Friday, Saturday, isn't it?
Correct, and it'll all be virtual, and we'll be streaming. I'm not talking, but I'm part of the tech team.
I see. How do you do tech team remotely, I wonder?
Well, it'll be a challenge, but we'll figure it out. George is kind of the head in charge, and then Ackerman is the other one that's helping, and Scotty's the backup.
Yeah, I actually probably shouldn't ask that question because I run a whole fleet of servers on a whole bunch of different places. I've never physically seen any of them.
Well, and we're trying to get all the speakers to pre-record their talks. So really, after that, it's queuing up the talks, and then if they're there, managing the chat sessions or the question answers.
Yeah, that's actually, I wonder if that'll make things seem a bit flat. It fixes the issue if you have a comms issue, but it certainly de-interactivizes it, I think.
Yeah, but we watched the Friedrichshafen one, and they did that, and it did make things go smoother. And then the request is, if you're in the similar time zones, we would like the speaker to be available to answer questions, but we understand if somebody's on the opposite side of the world, they may or may not be able to do that.
Yeah, understood. Oh well, have to see if I end up working that Friday or not. I actually took today off. It's the first day off I've taken all year, which is really a tad unusual for me, and it's got me in the bad position of if I do nothing, I disappear like a week before Thanksgiving until the end of the year, which is probably not a good thing to do.
Yeah, I remember you taking a couple of weeks at Christmas, so yeah, without taking some other time, I could see how you'd have to take it up sometime.
Yeah, well, I get 5 weeks these days, so it's with the virus and the like, it's sort of like, well, what the hell, there's nowhere to go, what's the point of taking off?
That's right, unless you did one of your country tours looking for antennas.
Yeah, the problem with that is all of the nearby ones have been done, so it's a fairly significant drive these days, and really not interested in getting into dealing with hotels or motels and the like these days.
Yeah, I can understand that. So even sometime roadside cafes might be could be okay or could not be. You don't know.
Yeah, that's actually, there is a trip. There's a day trip I can do, but it's like it's a 10-hour loop from here, which I could certainly do, but I've held off on doing it. I may do it in the, well, I would have loved to have done it in the fall, because it'd be out into the hill country when the wildflower, or in the spring rather, when the wildflowers were in bloom, but I didn't do it then, so I may save that one for next spring, or maybe do it in the fall.
That's almost like working, though, isn't it? Driving for 10 hours?
No, it's not. I sort of enjoy it. I was really surprised at how much when I drove to New York over Christmas, you know, that was a 2.5-day, no stop straight line drive, and I really thought I was going to hate it, but I really didn't mind it much at all, and you know, got a few audible books to listen to, and you know, sort of enjoyed it. So it's sort of good because you you can't multitask too much when driving, but you can actually listen to a book on tape. So it's a I don't know, it's sort of different than if I'm, you know, anywhere near a computer, I, you know, run into attention deficit disorder and say, oh, have to go see what's on that tab.
That's right. Yeah, it would help you disconnect. And then if you just kind of get in the groove, it's kind of relaxing.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the weather was good, and which it was for when I did that trip. So it was a, so but yes, I looked at that and actually started looking for other trips from here by car and realized, you know, hell, I can get to Yellowstone. It's closer than New York is.
Yeah. I also think, didn't Houston do pretty well in this last hurricane? It kind of was just on the edge.
I'm pretty sure they dodged most of it. Yeah, I mean, there was some, well, I guess there was one tragedy in Far East Texas, where some guys were hunkered down and died due to carbon monoxide poisoning because they had the generator in the house, which amazes me that still happens.
Yeah, there's usually sufficient numbers of warnings, both with the device and anybody ever talking to you about that, but people still do it. I saw pictures. Steve Bibles, one of his kids, lived in Lake Charles, and he had pictures of their house, which amazingly was all standing, but a bunch of roof shingles were off, and all the windows blew out.
Yeah, if the building was still standing, I think they did good, which is a... it caught my attention that when they started comparing it to Hurricane Andrew, and I was in Florida for Hurricane Andrew, so I know that one fairly well, but I've also got new respect now for tropical storms, because my folks had a 150-foot tree fall on and crush their garage with the car in it in the tropical storm they had up there about 3 weeks ago, and it's fairly amazing to see the devastation from that one damn tree.
Yeah, trees are pretty heavy, and they squash a lot of stuff if they come down, big ones.
Yeah, my folks live in an area where there's, you know, it's a forest where they built houses, more or less, and there's, you know, a fair number of 100-year-old, you know, 100-plus-foot oak trees, and this one, actually, the tree was not, the tree itself, you know, seemed like it was fairly robust, but the, I guess the root system was growing across a rock, and there was enough rain, and the wind was strong enough with leaves on the tree that it actually, you know, pulled it up and, you know, tipped up the root ball on it, and that's all she wrote. But it's pretty amazing. The damn tree came down. The garage is on one side of the property, and the tree fell across the garage, crushed it, and, you know, also spread all the way over across the back of my parents' lot over to the neighbor on the other side of them, which, you know, gives you the estimate of, you know, the size of the tree.
Yeah, that is a big tree, and but you know that is, they do come down. So that's one thing I learned as a forester: you be very careful about trees when they're blowing around.
Yeah, well, this is the fourth one to hit the. Well, this one totaled the garage. It had prior years. There'd been two other times either a branch or a tree had come down in the garage, but they were significantly smaller, and they had one on the house a few years ago, which wasn't too bad in terms of damage. But now my dad's arguing with the neighbors. He's trying to get anything that can fall on the house to come down now.
Oh, yeah. And of course, people like the big old trees because they're shady and make it look like a mature neighborhood.
Yeah, well, they're too mature at this point because, I mean, the neighborhood's just under 100 years old now. And the neighborhood was built, well, actually, I guess it isn't 100 years old because the first houses in there were built in, I think, 1918. So it, you know, but the trees are, I don't know. I told my dad, I said, boy, I'd really like to get a picture of that stump there and see if I can count rings on that tree, but he wanted to have no part of it.
Yeah, I take it your dad is not, doesn't deal with outdoor stuff like that.
No, he can, but right now he's real stressed over the dealing with getting the garage torn down, and he's run into some really bad paperwork from the city of needing to get a permit to demolition it. And like, I'm like, well, demolition permit seems like a, you know, sort of an oxymoron. I mean, who the hell gave the tree it? I mean, the tree already demolitioned it. This is just a, you know, cleaning it up type operation now.
Yeah, it is a cleaning up deal. But it's amazing how much paperwork all this stuff creates.
Yeah, well, they got to do and get, I guess, an environmental consultant to go certify there's no asbestos or lead paint, or God forbid if there is, you know, get it abated and everything else under the sun.
Oh, yes. Older houses, that's a big deal.
Yeah, so he's, but I now have, it's sort of funny, when I moved here from Florida, the first time I was here, they were talking about a hurricane in the Gulf, and the local weather guys were going on about, oh, there's a hurricane and the like, and, you know, this is dangerous. You know, we're 150, 180 miles from the Gulf, and, you know, when I was in Florida, I was a mile and a half from the ocean, and, you know, that was considered inland, so we didn't worry too much about them either.
Yeah. Sounds like you're getting lots of messages.
Yeah, nothing. Lots of messages I shouldn't get. Silly people not paying attention. They're actually silly people that should read all of the Runbook.